Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this beautiful day in Denver, Colorado, welcome to Call to Freedom. God has loved you with an everlasting love. You can read that in Jeremiah 31:3. And he just loves you so much. He wants the best for you. He has drawn you with loving kindness, wrapped his arms around you. I hope you feel his love today. And he blesses you with courage to do the extraordinary. Yes, the absolute extraordinary, something that you may think, oh, I can't possibly do that. Yes, in the strength of God and with the Lord Jesus by your side and Holy Spirit in you, you can do those extraordinary things, my friend, because he created you to be that ambassador, to be that person with his authority on this earth, to show forth marvelous things that we can't even think or imagine. And that's what's wonderful about serving him. Every day is an adventure, isn't it? Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you would like to listen to previous programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org, and you also can click on an app, a KLTT app that you can download and listen to all the Christian shows that are on Crawford Broadcasting, KLTT. It's a blessing to be able to be here every day, Monday through Thursday, to talk to you about things that are going on in this world. And for instance, just today, I heard that Russia shot down a U.S. drone in international waters. So we know that there's a lot of spying going on. Well, God is protecting his people. He truly is. I'm so grateful. In that freedomstreet.org, you can also download newsletters. You can download a daily Bible guide that I have, Word Power for Every Hour, going through the Bible in a year. And you can also donate. Hit that little donate button. And I had a friend tell me at the meeting on Saturday that you can actually hit an automatic thing that gives you an automatic monthly donation to Call to Freedom, so you don't have to go there all the time every month. I'll have to look into that, because I haven't myself personally done that, but there is that possibility, which I'm grateful for. I have an email from ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice, and Jay Sekulow. God bless you, Jay. And he's giving you a quick update on a major project that they're working on. And Israel is under a blistering assault from all sides. And as we know that, there have been protests even within the country against Benjamin Netanyahu. So remember the prime minister in your prayers. And while I'm speaking about this, Kimberly and Matthew and Levi are over there with the group from Levi's school. And I thank you for praying for them also. He said here, jihadists are plotting a new round of rocket attacks on Israeli civilians. The president of the Palestinian Authority just threatened all-out war. International courts are preparing to wage lawfare on Israel. And Biden is encouraging this madness by sending your tax dollars to supplement the jihadists in their holy war on Israel. He does. He gives liberally to the Palestinian Authority. This is beyond outrageous, and Biden's betrayal of Israel threatens the stability we helped achieve through President Trump, including peace accords our own Mike Pompeo and Rick Grenell helped establish. If President Biden won't defend our ally, Israel, in fact, he's doing quite the opposite, we will. We're preparing a critical legal filing in just days before the International Court of Justice to defend Israel's interests. were engaged in numerous lawsuits, including against anti-Israel jihadist sympathizers and the Biden deep state. And we just sent a critical legal letter to the UN Security Council. But as we alone battle to defend Israel, we urgently need your support. Have your tax-deductible donation matched today. If you go to aclj.org and you give even $5, it'll be doubled to $10. If you give $20, $40. If you give $100, it will be $200. Israel's enemies seek to utterly destroy her. We may be her last line of defense. Take action, urgent action with us. Sign our petition, Defend Israel from Utter Destruction. Jay Sekulow, ACLJ Chief Counsel. And we know that in the very last moment, Jesus is going to come. Read Revelation 19. Oh, my goodness. He's the champion for Israel. He truly is. And so we pray for Israel daily. And thank you so much for your prayers, my friends. Memory verse for this week is John 6, verse 30. Excuse me. Wow. Barbara. John 6, verse 63, not 36, 63. From the Living Translation, the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing, and the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there were people listening to Jesus right there who did not believe what he was saying. So we know we have those doubters, those unbelievers amongst us. And here, that was the Living Translation. And here in the Message, John 6, verse 63, the Spirit can make life better. Mm-hmm. Yes, sheer muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word, and so it is life-making in your life. Your words that you speak and your presence with your friends are life-making for your friends. Just think about that. And in the Passion Translation, Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. That which is of the natural realm is of no help. Not in the spirit, it isn't. And what are we? We are three parts. Every human being is made up of three parts. What is the most important part? Spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. And the world just puts so much emphasis on the body. But it's the spirit, soul, and body. Spirit that is important. And it goes on to say in John 6, 63, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. Praise God. Praise God for Jesus' word in those gospels. Confession for today by Rick Renner. This was kind of a hard one for me. I declare that I have a teachable, correctable spirit. It hasn't been that way for all of it. Boy, I used to not be able to be corrected in any way, shape, or form. I strive to be cooperative and to show appreciation for those who are working with me toward a common goal, and that's to preach the gospel to the whole world. Rick goes on to say, when an idea is presented that is new or different to me, I think before I open my mouth to respond. Oh, Darren would be laughing by now if he were here. Even if I disagree, I don't show disrespect for anyone in the group. I realize that I'm not always right and that others may be correct. So I make room for others to express themselves and to speak their hearts. And I honor their right to hold a position that is different from mine. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Saturday, such a situation occurred during our discussion, and I love our discussions. I so enjoy them, all the opinions that are given and the insights that are given. It's just a marvelous time to listen to one another and to speak. And one person in that circle that we have added to a scripture we were discussing, and it came from another part of the chapter. I knew that he had added to the verse mentioned, but I waited until there was a more opportune time to talk about what was added. I don't know if you understand me, but there was a time with Darren on Darren Live when I would immediately say something in response to what a caller or Darren would say, and then there came the correction and the teaching time afterwards. Oh, and I always did not receive it well. I am so thankful to our Lord that I love Darren deeply and that I received what correction he had to give me, because I did not know that one day I would be on my own on this radio program. I'm so grateful. It's important that you don't take correction or advice for granted, or don't just ignore it. That is for a reason. God has given you those precious people to come alongside to say, do you think you could think about that a little bit more? Do you think your answer might have been a little over the top? So sometimes we don't like to think about being corrected, but it really helps in the long run. Things change, and in the future, you may not be in the place you are today. And you need those corrections and that discipline. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help those of us in the body of Christ to be in the right attitudes, and help us to stay open-minded and correctable. Help us to always maintain a humble spirit and to strive to get along with key people you have placed in our lives. In Jesus' name. It's so important. Chronicles 7:14, you know this. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. It's Second Chronicles, I'm sorry. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Well, that name, that humbling ourselves, that's the hardest part. Oh, I pray 2 hours a day. That's great. I'm glad you're doing that. But we've got to do it in a spirit of humility, my friend. Does God heal us when we are insolent and full of pride? I don't think so. No. Proverbs 3, 4 through 12 in the Message says, earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. It's really good. Now, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean unto your own understanding. We know that verse primarily in the New King James, in the New American Standard. Go to other translations and read them, like I'm reading it in the Message. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Ooh, that's been one of my things. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. And what happens when you do it God's way? Oh, here it comes. Verse 8, your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. When you give God the first and best of everything you own, number 2, your barns will burst, your wine vats will brim over. You'll have plenty to eat. You will have enough from the Lord to pay all your bills. When you trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's the first part. The first part of Proverbs 3, 5. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all of this. A father's delight. His delight is in you. And if you go in the wrong direction, he's going to push you back with that staff and that rod mentioned in Psalm 23. Thy staff and thy rod, they comfort me. Well, when you're going in the wrong direction and God brings you back under, reins you in, you're going to realize, oh, he did that for my good. I was going in the wrong way. I was going in the wrong direction. And he brought that back. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 11, verse 2 says, when you act with presumption, convinced that you're right, don't be surprised if you fall flat on your face. But walking in humility helps you to make wise decisions. Love that. Have you found yourself saying, oh, that will never be. Kimberly was talking about the word but. We can't use the but word very much, except but God. And here the same thing with never. Oh, I never would do that. Oh, I'm never going to be able to think that way. And boy, that word never really catches us sometimes. Has the word never been a word that you have used presuming that you have the inside knowledge of how your life is going to be? I've been there. When the girls were going through school, college, and Dana was going to a piano rebuilding school, and Kimberly was down in Rhema, and they were, 19 and 22. And John and I were talking about leasing out pianos, Baldwin pianos, to colleges and universities, and then singing. Going out and singing. We love to sing together. And we had this all planned out. Well, I've planned my life not realizing that God would have a totally different change of my lifestyle. And so no more presuming about your life, no more presuming about our life, but rest in the Lord. Give your days to him, and he will give you the delight of your heart. Oh, and Philippians 2 verse 3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. James 4 verse 6 says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. When you serve, for instance, when I was saying that when we serve other people, yesterday I was mentioning that, he will lift you up. When you are become a server, an attitude of serving others, he will lift you up. Saturdays are just marvelous times for me to look out on my precious power partners and those who attend the meeting. After the meeting, I mean, the chairs are gone from the living room and they're in around the tables where we eat. And then afterwards, the tables are all put back in the closets. The chairs are all put in the closets. The people that I surround myself with are servers. They love to serve. They love to help. And I'm so grateful. I am just so grateful. So humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. God resists you when you are proud, but continually pours out grace when you are humble. That's from the Passion Translation. Colossians 3 verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Remember, I told you patience is one of the fruit of Holy Spirit. Patience. Oh, wow. I hope it doesn't take you as long as it's taken me to learn patience and humility and gentleness. And in the Passion Translation, Colossians 3, verse 12, the third chapter of Colossians is beautiful. Well, the whole book of Colossians is beautiful. You are always and dearly loved by God. So robe yourself with virtues of God. The character of virtues of God are the character of God. You want to be more like him, don't you? Yeah. So since you have been divinely chosen to be holy, be merciful as you endeavor to understand others and be compassionate, showing kindness toward all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable. You are not easily offended, friend. In your patience with others. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them. Oh, Father, I forgive them in Jesus' name. Oh, and Holy Spirit, love them. Love them through all this. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. They're part of who God is, so you want to be part of who God is. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. That's what I'm reaching for those wonderful, wonderful godly attributes. Yesterday, I introduced Romans 8, verse 6, one of the first verses that Darren and I talked about when we were going together. The mind set on the flesh is death. The mind set on the spirit is life and peace. So you don't want to be in that death stream. You want to be in the life stream, the life cycle that brings life to people, energy to people, enthusiasm. Remember, enthusiasm comes from Greek entheo, entheo, in God. Theo is God. Entheo, in God, enthusiasm. I love that word. Your mind picks up on what you're hearing. What are you listening to? Colossians 3 verse 2 tells us to feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm, that's God's word, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. So what do you listen to in your daily natural life? Do you listen to wise people talking about the things you're interested in? Or do you just have background music and cranking out all kinds of bits of information? Your ears aren't going to be able to handle all that. I hope you're allowing good, rich, and wise words into your hearing. I used to go to my dad for advice, especially when it came time to voting and also filing taxes. My dad was so good. He was so wise. And he only went through the eighth grade. But then he went to a business school here in Denver right before he was he went into the Air Corps during World War II. So he was a wise man, so much common sense. And I just used to go to him and say, okay, Dad, who do we vote for? So many students and so many people don't have somebody wise to counsel with. And that's why I really appreciate those of you who come to me with advice. I also want to contribute to your wisdom by giving you advice every day on the radio, especially we're going to have voting here on April, I believe April the 4th, about the mayor and the city of Denver. If you have any information, email me at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org and let me know about the candidates. We want to vote right. We want to vote godly. And so it's important that you do that. Again, go to BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org and let me know about some of the candidates you know. You might know some of the candidates. So make that an issue for me so I can tell all the other people on the radio. God brought wise people into my life. And so many times I didn't pick up on what Holy Spirit was trying to tell me. And I'm going to be having more to tell you on these following shows. But the faith walk in Christ Jesus requires courage. So be strong and of good courage, my friend. When I have peace after giving the Lord a request, when I have real peace, when I'm asking the Lord for something, and maybe there's a little confusion at first, but when I really settle into that peace and say, okay, Lord, it is well with my soul, and the peace of God that passes all understanding is going to guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. I want that for you. When you're praying a prayer of whatever, for health, for finances, for relationships, and you really settle into God's peace, you're resting there in God's peace, knowing He is going to give you a good answer, a good result in your prayer, then you can say with me, it is well with my soul. Here's John.
Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, even so it is well with my soul.
Soul, he wants to hear that from your lips, my friend. I remember one Christmas, a couple Christmases ago, I saw a plaque in a store in Longmont, and they wrote, "It is wells with my soul." I gave it to the girls, both Dana and Kimberly, and they have them. They have them really close. "It is wells with my soul." Oh, when things aren't coming together like you expected them, say, "It is well with my soul." When the day doesn't turn out like you expected it, say, "It is well with my soul." When you lay your head on my pillow, I hope you get some my pillows. They're wonderful. When you lay your head on my pillow at night, say, it is well with my soul. All things work together for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Get into His flow. Get into what God desires for you. Get yourself acquainted with God's way of doing things. It does work out. Oh, it does work out, my friend. I'm an example of that. When you pray to the Lord about a request that you have, believe that He will give you what you're asking for. See, that's expecting God to do what you have asked. And you have confidence that He's going to manifest or bring into the physical world what has been promised in the spiritual world. See, you go to this Bible, you get a verse of scripture, you stand on that verse of scripture, you say it until it becomes your own. You say that scripture until it becomes yours. And then what He has promised you in His word will come into the physical world. It truly will. I have seen it over and over and over again. I want that for you. And see, the scripture in 1 John 5:14 and 15 says that. This is the confidence I have before Him, that if I ask anything, according to His will, He hears me. And if I know that He hears me, I know that I have those things that I have asked of Him. That's what we do. We believe that He is going to make it happen. We don't make it happen. We cannot bring those things out of this world and into the spiritual. We cannot make that happen. We don't make it happen. We cannot bring that into being. God does that. He brings those things that are not into our world. God takes those things that are impossible and makes them possible. There are some things that aren't possible under any circumstances in our world. But in God's world, all things are possible. All things. Oh, what a delight to be with you and to be talking about God. It is well. Say that with me. It is well with my soul. And I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you and keep you strong and happy and joyful in every situation. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.